And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, congratulations on the win last week against Holdridge. 5 in a row now, sitting at 5-1, 6 games into the season. That has to be a good feeling.
Yep. I'm proud of our kids, proud of their effort and where we're at. So they've just played really well and really have done the things we've asked. So just proud of them.
What have been the keys to the 5-game winning streak, you think, Carly?
I think our kids have really listened, learned. You know, we have a lot of new starters, and they've just really taken everything that we've went through on film, trying to teach them, and they're trying to do our technique and be physical, just doing the things we ask. So if they can continue to do that, continue to get better, we'll keep making progress.
As we think about the game last week against Holdridge, you broke some big plays. You had some big runs in the game. And it appeared to me that a lot of those came when Holdridge was really stacking the box defensively. I'm curious, Carly, what are the keys to blocking when the defense has so many bodies close to the line of scrimmage trying to stop the run?
Well, it's really our offensive line does a good job. We practice it quite a bit, but they got to recognize, first recognize the front, then they got to recognize which linebackers are coming or who's coming hard. So we try to practice that. We try to simulate it. It's kind of hard to simulate that, you know, because it's not quite, you can never get it exactly how they do it. So, and you know, as the game goes on, I think our kids get better and they start recognizing everything. So we just practice and preach it and drill it. So, that's a key. I mean, if you can get those blocks picked up and when you stick a lot of people in the box and they come hard, eventually you're going to bust a big one.
Defensively, the statistics will probably show that Holdridge gained some yards in the game last Friday, but man, your defense came up with 2 big stops, one on their opening drive of the first half, one on their opening drive of the second half. Can you just talk about how big those stops are in the red zone?
Yeah, they're big. I mean, they moved the ball. They didn't rush the ball very much, but they threw the ball pretty well on us. They had a soft balance. We just had some breakdowns also in the back end. So, but those stops they made there were big, kept them out of the end zone, and then gave us the ball. And we always like when the ball's in our hand because then we can control the clock, and that's what we try to do. But our defense did a good job for the most part. Great learning experience. I mean, we're glad that. Things turned out the way they did, and we're glad that Holdridge tried to attack us the way they did because it's a great learning experience, and that's something our kids can learn from that can hopefully help us down the road.
You talk about a learning experience. Watching the game, it looked like Holdridge used a lot of motion. Well, was that the most – I was trying to think about previous opponents, Coach. Was that the most motion you've seen from an offense so far this season?
Yep. Yes, it was. They motioned it, I think, almost every single time. So, and that makes us have to adjust in what we're doing. So, we didn't think they'd motion as much as they did. We knew they were going to motion, but they did it, I think, every play. There was always movement. So then it really, our kids really got to recognize what's coming and get in the right position. And we didn't do that at times. And then at times we did. So it's something that we talked about in film on Monday.
What about the focus in practice this week, Carly?
I think it's going to be a physical game. They have a really good quarterback that we got to contain. So they're similar to us. Have a good quarterback. Have a good line. Some good running backs. So we're going to have our hands full. We got to be really disciplined on defense, and you can't play your own game. Everybody has a responsibility and we got to follow that, and we got to do it, or they'll have a big play. Offensively, you know, it comes down to the same thing always. We really got to control the line of scrimmage, recognize the fronts they're going to give us. Every game the last 3 weeks, we practiced for several fronts just because we're not sure what they're going to do based on what they did last year and what they've done in previous games. So we practice for quite a bit, and it's a lot to learn, but our kids are really soaking it all in.
Well, it's going to be an exciting game, and we, of course, wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday, and thanks for taking the time to visit with us.
Yep, I appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage.
Coach Carly Wells joining us in our pregame show.